Tonight's my grandmother's yard site. Learning is the Luna Shama of Yentechava by Shlomo Zalman, Zechron of the Bracha. All right, there's a Mishnah. The next Yantiv is Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av, which is this Friday. So the Mishnah says in Masechet Tanit, Abraham Shem Gamliel, Lo Yom Tavim L'Yisrael Chamisha Sarvav, L'Chiyom HaKippurim, that the Jewish people never had greater holidays than the 15th day of Av and Yom Kippurim. And that requires Hezber. How is that the greatest holiday? We'll explain shortly. On that day, so the young Jewish women would go out with white clothes that they had borrowed, so nobody should be embarrassed. Everybody's borrowing clothes that day. If you don't have clothes, you borrow, but even the wealthy people are borrowing clothes. Clothes required tefillah and mikvah. And they would be dancing in the vineyards. Like what do you choose? Don't look at beauty, look at the yichus. Like a God fearing woman, that's the thing that's praiseworthy. Like praise her for what she has. So the Gemara ends up saying that there would be different classes of people, that some would be good looking, say look at looks, some would be miuchas, they say look at the yuchas, some would be neither, they'd say, do the shem shemayim. V'cheinu omer, then the Tana concludes with a pasuk that relates to Yom HaKippurim. It says, V'cheinu omer, Tzenerena b'not Zion b'melech Shlomo, go out b'not Zion, see b'melech Shlomo. Melech Shlomo is a reference to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, bat rashi t'relo imo b'yom chatunato, with the crown that his mother, the Knesset Yisrael, gave him, b'yom chatunato b'yom simchat libo. B'yom chatunato zematan Torah, for zematan Torah, but it means that we know luchot shniot were given on Yom Kippurim, right? It's coming up now on the calendar as well, Yom Kippur. So Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Yom Kippur with luchot shniot, just praising him. That's one day reason why Yom Kippur is special. He says, "V'yom simcha libo is a binyan beit hamikdash shibinu ruhumenu." First, the binyan beit hamikdash, which also took place on Yom Kippurim in the time of Shlomo HaMelech. Okay, so that's the simple words in the Mishnah. So the first question is, why is it that the 15th day of Av and Yom Kippurim are the greatest Yamim Tovim during the year? That's quite a statement. Tu B'Av is greater than Pesach, greater than Sukkot, greater than Shavuot, greater than Rosh Hashanah. So how does this work? So there's a piece from the Shem Shmuel, from Rosh Shmuel Borenstein. I've gone over this in the past, but we'll go over it again. So he says that something can very much be appreciated by contrast. So he says, he quotes a pasuk, he says, Kitrono or menachoshech, like light is appreciated. It's a pasuk in Kohelet. Light excels darkness. In other words, I'm in a dark room, and then I have a candle. I say, ooh. It's so fantastic. If I'm in a bright room and I have a candle, so it's nice, but it's not quite as nice. When it comes to darkness, so I appreciate it even more. And he says that all Yom Tovim are times when a kind of person can come close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, like we say, Ahav Totanu, Ratzita Banu, you loved us, and you desired us, and V'kirav Tanu, you brought us close to you. That's the essence of every Yantiv. When the Yom Tovim come in a point in time in the calendar, which is just the opposite. In other words, a time of tremendous hitrakakut, when you're feeling very far away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we know that the time before Tu B'Av, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'richak Hashem and Adam, God will drive people away. In other words, that's a time when we went through a very difficult period of time, right? With 3 weeks, we felt like it culminates in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and obviously it doesn't represent, on its face of it, a time closest to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Hashem is, Hashem is destroying the Beis HaMikdash and bringing all these calamities on us. So it doesn't feel like it's the closest time to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? It just feels just the opposite. So it's Rechak Hashem Adam. And then Kohelet says, Eit L'Rechok, there's a time when you're distant. And the time before Yom Kippur is Yimei Din, right? Before Yom Kippur, time of judgment. And so that's small docha, the aspect of with the left hand, he's pushing us away. So therefore, the Haftorah in Rosh Hashanah is Merachok Hashem Nirali. That's what we lay on Rosh Hashanah in the Haftorah, that God appears from the distance. So when we have a point of Hitkarvut, we feel closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after a point in time when we felt so distant from Him, so then that really feels like a fantastic Yantiv. In other words, so here, the time before Tu B'Av, we felt removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we have a time where we're feeling so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Tu B'Av. And the same thing with Yom Kippurim. We felt, you know, a distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Din, and then we feel this closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what makes them the greatest Yamim Tovim. Now, he quotes from the Ramban. The Ramban says that any Ava, you have to put in a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. In other words, if I feel, like all rabbis will tell you this, like, you know, when you give a drasha and they get people motivated, you want them to do something. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's a stock a drive or to do a mitzvah or whatever it is. You want them to do it. You don't want them to feel just motivated. You want them to carry it through. So the Ramban says that any Ava, when you feel this emotion of Ava, you have to put it in a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. And it's based on the Sefer Emunah Bitachon. This is Rabbi Ezra Schwartz showed this to me. So there's a Pasuk, Im Ta'oru Im Ta'ir Rava Techbat. So the way he understands the Pasuk is the Ava. Achtechbats, like if you arouse the love, you know, until you desire it, but it means that you'll put the Ava, not Achtechbats, in a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. In other words, so I feel I'm aroused to love. I see a Kaddish Baruch Hu is like wrapping himself around me. Hashem is loving me, and I feel like loving a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So I gotta find a mitzvah to put that in. Now I'm feeling brimming with love to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So what do I do with that love? So he says, therefore, from Tu B'Av, so Chazal teach us, Mandlo Mosif Yasif. If a person doesn't increase his learning, this works well for Daf Yomi people. If you want to join Daf Yomi now, we'd love to have you. We're having a Sima Shas in less than 5 months. So, and you got the email about it, but even if you don't want to come to the Sima Shas, you just want to come to Daf Yomi. Well, what? Well, we'll take whatever we can get, okay? So he says, so La Mosif Yasif, if a person doesn't increase his learning, in other words, at now the nights are getting longer. Now the nights are getting longer. So the Ikar time for learning, Chazal teaches, is at night. So if a person doesn't increase his learning now, it's like Yasif, like he'll die. In other words, it says like the Rambam brings, like any house that's not filled with Torah is like Eishol Chotos, consumed with fire. It's not, you may mean it metaphorically, but it means it's like that's not a good thing. So you wanna now Tu B'Av, you wanna put that Ava and put in learning Torah. And so the Chefetz is Hitkabra to Torah. And after Yom Kippurim, we're also feeling this surge of love. So what do? We have Sukkot. It says Bimino Techapkeni, with his right hand he hugs me. In other words, before it was Smoldocha. With his left hand, he's pushing me away. Now, v'mino techapkeni, with his right hand, he's hugging me. So he says, so therefore we have a lot of mitzvot. Now he quotes from the Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah says, you have seven mitzvot on Sukkah. How do you have seven mitzvot on Sukkah? So the way the Medrash figures it out, you have four medium. Each one of the medium counts as a separate mitzvah, he figures. One Sukkah, one Korban Chagiga, one Shalmei Simchas. It's up to seven. So he says, that mitzvah is the absolute, that number is the absolute number. So there's a Rabbi Avi Levinson. He's Raz Weidner's grandson. He's a big Talmud Chacham, but he learns in the Beis Medrash. He was saying to me that in Yiddishkeit, if you see the number seven, like you have 7 days of the week, right? Seven, like the French, like it means seven contains everything. That's the ultimate number. Seven is everything. You have 7 years to the Shemitah. Seven is the absolute. You have everything in seven. So here you have, so like we're filled with this love after Yom Kippurim. So we're supposed to put it in the mitzvahs. We got seven mitzvahs, which is like everything. He says that's the taklit aribu, the absolute thing. The mitzvahs are the kalim that we put this Ava in. So it's a nice idea. So it's just so like just to say, never ni yamin tovim la kam shem yom kippurim doesn't really mean so much. But if you have a little pshat, why is it the biggest yantiv? So now you have a pshat. Why is it the biggest yantiv? Yantiv is a time when Hashem comes close to us. And now we feel this kurva to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Before we felt like we're in the midbar, in the cold. Now we feel the warmth and love of our Kaddish Baruch Hu. So that's what the Chamisha Sabra Ava and Yom Kippurim are. And the idea is that you have to take those times, and even though they are nice Yamin Tovim, but each one of those Yamin Tovim should be followed by a mitzvah. You're containing it. The keli mitzvah is the keli. You take that Ava and you put it in the keli. Okay, any questions, comes to us? What do you got for me, Avram Menachem? What's wrong?
As far as then, Sukkah should be the most beloved Yom.
Why? Why?
So,
no.
We're distant from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because we don't know what the din is going to be.
Well, it's no. Well, the way he's saying it, the way he's saying it, Yom Kippur brings you a slicha mechila. In other words, you know, that's the way the Chassal teaches. You have the slicha mechila in Yom Kippur. No, don't think it.
And then what's the antithesis? What's after Tuba?
And it's also like the day we got Luchot Achronot, and Hashem said Slachti Kidbarecha. So I'm saying that's the day that's the greatest yantiv. In other words, it culminates with the Yemei Din. You have the slicha, right? It's like the Rav said, like the Rav was sitting there, like, and there's a where his father took him, and he said, "You see the sunset, like when the Ela. This is the sunset. It brings you slicha and kapara, and that's
the parallelism, because there's a parallel between Yom Kippur and Tuvah.
Right.
The parallelism is not working because we're saying that Tisha B'Av is the end of the distance that we have. And
right. We have a bit, right.
So he was saying that.
No. It means like this. So it means that we have a period of din begins with Elul. Elul is around the corner.
Right.
See, everybody's got to be careful now. Elul's coming up on everything. So Elul works up. Din. And then Yom Kippur. Slicha Mechila. That's it.
The end.
That counts. End counts. Okay, that's it. Rabbi Hanan ben Chashmon.